gotten yet, huh?
No, he's,
still cogitating.
Right, I had one man that was close to him talk to him, and he's gonna accept it. He's gonna come back and say that he would want to talk to you briefly.
Oh, he could talk to me for an hour. I'd love to talk to him about a lot of things. I like him.
Okay, so I think that's all that's
well, in the then what we want to do is to say on Saturday, and, so sure, but no, don't put his name out now. We've got too much, but I'd like for him to come to Kiva's Gain, meet me, and have a meeting. He might bring his wife, Mary, and we'll arrange for a villa and all that crap, you know?
Right, sir. Good.
What do you think? This is a good story.
No, I think it's a hell of a story, and the more I think of it, the better it is, because it's...
He's right. Don't worry about the people that say that Scranton's a traitor and all that. Look, I understand people that were emotionally wrapped up in the war and the kids and the rest. That's what his problem is. He's a softy. He can do this brilliantly. See?
He can do it. And he can do it well. And I'm sure he does.
Good.
I've had a hell of a talk with Conley and...
Bad?
That is... No, it's all on the track exactly.
You tell him what we're going to do?
Yes.
What'd he say?
Well, he's delighted. He's... And he is prepared to abide precisely by the arrangements that I had talked to him about earlier.
Make any speeches for this darn thing, or...?
Sure, he'll do whatever we want. He just didn't want to be here at an uncomfortable time.
But he will come to other cabinet meetings, right?
Regularly.
Right. Good.
And,
good.
But he'll operate from Texas, and whenever you come for cabinet, NSC, energy,
good.
Anything.
That's the stuff.
And he's, I think...
Good. Oh, we got him aboard at least. Yeah.
Sure. Well, there isn't any difficulty.
All right. Any other difficulties?
No, I'm still trying to get Harlow, who went to a funeral, and he didn't call me back. But
he'll do that, sure. Harlow thing will be a good thing tomorrow.
Right. You know, the butts you called Rose, and I did too, so he's all set for the Brezhnev dinner.
Yes, I had called. Yeah, good. I mentioned it to her last time, because she's very sensitive about those lists.
So I think everything is coming along very well.
Yeah, well, you know, it's an interesting thing. At least this week, we're talking about what we're doing rather than worrying about what they're doing.
Exactly.
We're worrying a bit, but not too much.
Not too much. I think it's coming along.
Because what the dickens, they're going to crack us, and that's that.
That's right. Well, we can expect that, but then we're gonna manage it.
That's right.
Now, the lawyers are working. You know, I had them in here. Ron had them in, and then I killed them on the strategy, which we're going to need next week, and starting even as early as Friday.
The moment anything comes out, strike it down.
Yes, sir.
And others strike it down, because we'll see. Maybe more or maybe less than we think. Who knows? This guy's in a hell of a quandary, you see. The judge has turned down his transactional immunity, so when he gets up there, he's confronted with perjury.
Every step of the way.
And I told Bizarre I just had an hour and a half with him, and because I had him being dressed, I said, now be sure that Dean's lawyers gets to them that he better watch his step, because we are, every meeting he was in, we have...
Exactly.
Right.
That's the important thing, that they know that.
Right. Keep them a little loose, maybe, huh?
It makes it awful tough.
Right. Okay, Al, thank you.
Good, sir. Right.